Me knows that I've a great strong affinity with the firefighters in Cove, with the retained firefighters in the fire station. Indeed, just in the last few weeks, their retired mechanic, Michael Lawton, and driver, he passed away quite sadly. But the National Retained Firefighters Association of Ireland, they represent over 2,500 retained firefighters across the country. And when the members said that they wanted to support a charity, the committee decided they needed to choose the right one. And they have chosen Avine's Pink Tie as their long-term charity partner, and in particular, long-term goals for the Lighthouse Project. What's that all about? Well, there's only one person that I should talk to, and that is the PR and media guru for the National Retained Firefighters Association of Ireland, is Anthony Kerwin, and he joins me on the line. Good evening, Anthony.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, an absolute pleasure and a blast to have you on. And first off, can I say at the outset to all your members out there, thank you for the work that you do. You know, a lot of the time when we ring the number, the 999 call, we very rarely take into consideration, you know, the some of the things that you have to do. And when we hear the sirens, often people, you know, don't even think of the circumstances you're going out into or what you're going to be dealing with. So just at the outset, a huge thank you to all the members for the work that they do on a 24-hour basis.
Well, on behalf of my colleagues all around the country, just thank you for that. It's lovely to hear that sort of feedback.
Absolutely. And look, sure, where would we be without you? I know now in the cities they have their full-time firefighters, but a lot of people probably don't realise is that you're part-time firefighters around the country in all the different towns and villages, but you're retained and you're always there, you know the locals, but you're there to help in all sorts of circumstances, be it in sad ones and sometimes in happy ones.
Sometimes in happy ones. Like, we're embedded in the communities throughout Ireland, really. We're a retained service. That's what we're known as, retained firefighters. So basically what that means is we wear a pager on our hips. So you're going about your daily business, whether that's in work or in the evening time at home or on the weekend. And the pager can go off at any time, not knowing what that call is going to be. You drop whatever you're doing at that time and make it to the fire station. But look, every firefighter that I know love just really has a passion for what they do, because as you said, we're serving our community. You're given to people that you know, that you see every day, or people visiting your area, and firefighters basically just always want to do the best they can for people out there.
And doing the best they can is what they're very good at doing. And it leads very nicely into a fundraising day that you have planned for this coming Saturday, the 31st of August, in places all over the country. Carlow Town, Bagnallstown, Kildare, Naas, all the way down to Cork and all the towns and all the way up west and east. Every part of Ireland is covered. This is a fire bucket fundraising day. As I said in the introduction, it's in support of Avine's Pink Tie, but in particular, the Lighthouse Project in Drimna. Talk to me a little bit about that, if you would please, Anthony.
So the Lighthouse Project, basically, this will be a vital service given families from every part of Ireland who have a child unfortunately receiving vital cancer treatment in hospital, a clean, safe, purpose-built accommodation for the period of that child's cancer treatment. I guess Avine's Lighthouse, this is going to be 10 years of fundraising by Avine's Pink Tie. I guess Avine's Pink Tie is, just to let people know out there, it's a national children's cancer charity. It was set up in 2010 by Mick Rochford and Jimmy Norman, after the tragic loss of Jimmy's daughter, Avine, to cancer. She was just 8 years of age. She was only beginning her life. During Avine's year-long battle with the disease, the family found little or no financial or practical support for children and their families out there. So Jimmy and his family, they had a large support network of friends and family, but found that many on the ward had virtually no support at all out there. So when Avine passed away, the men all wore pink ties to the funeral, which was Avine's favourite colour. The charity was formed in her memory to remedy the lack of support for other children and their families going through treatment. So 10 years down the road, this project is coming to light. The key is going to be turned in the door. this coming October. And what it'll mean is Aveen's Pink Tie is trying to house between 60 and 80 families every 6 months from all over this country. And they're trying to do that in all sorts of temporary accommodations like B&Bs and hotels. Now, can you imagine a child that's receiving cancer treatment on the wards having to come back to a hotel or a B&B? So what this lighthouse is going to be, is going to be for families. It'll have simple things like a bedroom on the ground floor with access to a wheelchair-accessible toilet. All the halls will be wide enough. The doors will be wide enough. And there's a little, small, tiny garden. As you can imagine, driven in Dublin, gardens are quite small. But there's patio doors going in, so the child could be brought out. There's three more bedrooms on the next floor. And then on the very top, with Velux windows, you can look out and actually see the hospital. And that's going to be a multi-sensory room for relaxing the kids in the evening time. It's an amazing project.
And it's a lovely project, Anthony, for yourselves to be involved in, because I suppose when people think of firefighters, they're thinking of chimney fires, they're thinking of gorse fires. Unfortunately, we have the tragic RTAs and the house fires. But this is ye really taking the community spirit on board and doing something that, as you said, look, when any family receive a diagnosis of cancer, and I would almost say, regardless what the age, there is fear, absolute fear. But what particularly when there's children involved, they need that little sense of support, a little bit of hope as well. And what the work that you're doing, it might seem to others, it might be a small little piece that you're doing, but no doubt what you're doing is going to affect very positively the lives of families and their children as they're on the road to recovery.
Well, it's like this. Aveen's Lighthouse is the first project. This is firefighting, what's already a huge problem. None of us have a crystal ball, so we really don't know when the new National Children's Hospital is going to be built. So we have a short-term aim and we have a long-term aim. This could be a 10, 15-year project. But initially, Aveen's Pink Tie, maybe on the media people have seen it, they did the sponsored plane pull in Dublin Airport, and some amazing women from all over Ireland did the strip and dip for the last couple of years. And that money has got this house, it's got it refurbished and renovated. And what the firefighters are going to do with this collection in year one, remember, this is only our inaugural year. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the curtains on the walls, put in the couches, put on that flat screen TV, put the carpet on the floor and help finance it for the first year. But then we need to get more properties, maybe two more properties in that area to try and help these families. And what we'll be doing is building up an asset base that when the new children's hospital, rather than trying to, pardon the pun, firefight when the hospital is opened, we'll be in a financial situation to maybe purchase somewhere near the new children's hospital and start another lighthouse going straight away. Because the minute that oncology ward opens, there's going to be families from all over the country going to it, back to the same situation, Aveen's Pink Tie, trying to house them in bed and breakfast in the hotels and totally unsuitable accommodation for these children.
And I think actually your location is idyllic, because we won't get into the whole ins and out of the National Children's Hospital, but personally I've always felt the site of St. James's is the wrong location. It's a bottleneck at the best of times. But let's not go there. The most important thing is that this is going to provide accommodation and support for families when their children are in need of that care. And look, you're right. We don't know how long this National Children's Hospital is going to take. In the meantime, we still have Crumlin, we still have Temple Street. So that means we still have families, we still have children that are battling cancer. They need our support, but they need it now, not in 3, 4, 5, or 10 years, whenever that new hospital is going to open.
Exactly, exactly. So that's why the Firefighters of Ireland are coming out this Saturday. There's firefighters all over the country, including down in Charleville and Cork as well. Look, can I just explain something? This is our inaugural year. As a committee, we've given this as a 10-year project, and we can already see in the short little time in year one, this is going to be hugely successful. We said when we started out, if we got one fire station in every county in the country to do this, it'll be a success in year one. There's loads of counties out there that every station in that county is doing a collection. So the Firefighters of Ireland are coming out to help the children and the families of Ireland. But what we need now is for the people of Ireland to support us, to help them. And that's happening this Saturday.
And that's the most important message, of course. And I suppose, look, what's really behind all of this, what is fueling your fire, to use the pun, is that you want to put the fire out on children's cancer. And I'm just going to put a call out to people that you might be living down in Charleville, or you might be living over in Laois or Galway or anywhere. You might think, what, but that's all up in Dublin. Guys, let's get real. If your child has cancer, and if that your child needs treatment, there's only one place in Ireland to go to, and that is Dublin. So what you're going to be collecting for, what you're contributing for on Saturday in your own locality may actually be what you need, God forbid, next year or the year after. We hope it won't be that case, but that's where your funding is going to go. Anthony, before I let you go, how is the morale within the fire service at the moment? How are you all doing?
Look, it's firefighters, as you know, it's a huge commitment. You sacrifice a lot of family and social time. But look, at like the nurses, like the doctors, like any of the frontline services out there, you're serving your community. There's huge payback from that. So we're not going anywhere anytime soon. No matter what happens with the firefighters as an organisation, we'll always have firefighters and they'll always be there to serve the community. So with Avian's Pink Tie and this project is bringing us all together. Nationally, like, what better way than do a collection for all the families in Ireland than through a network of people that's embedded in every community in Ireland? So the firefighters' morale is good, and it'll be even better now when this is a huge success for Avian's Pink Tie.
Absolutely brilliant, Anthony. And listen, I'd like to invite you to come back on the show maybe around October, November, when we're getting towards Halloween and that, and you can talk to us a little bit more about, you know, what people need to be careful of, you know, moving into the winter months, and how to best avoid, you know, fires in their homes or in the areas around. But in the meantime, just a reminder to people, the Fire Bucket Fundraising Day, it's this Saturday, the 31st of August, and if you see firefighters out there with their buckets, go and give as generously as you can, because it's all going to Avian's Pink Tie and indeed the Lighthouse in Drimna in Dublin. But in the meantime, Anthony Kerwin of the National Retained Firefighter Association of Ireland, thank you for joining me.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. So there we had Anthony Kerwin of the National Retained Firefighters Association. Guys, we have firefighters in our midst everywhere you go. It's a great cause. So if you can at all, you know, every, as they say, as Tesco say, every little helps. And it certainly does.